8. The Paradise Companions. The Paradise Companions are a composite or assembled group recruited from the ranks of the Seraphim, Seconophim, Supernophim, and Omniophim. Though serving for what you would regard as an extraordinary length of time, they are not of permanent status. When this ministry has been completed, as a rule, but not invariably, they return to those duties they performed when summoned to Paradise service. Members of the angelic hosts are nominated for this service by the local universe Mother Spirits, by the Super Universe Reflective Spirits, and by Majeston of Paradise. They are summoned to the Central Isle and are commissioned as Paradise Companions by one of the seven Master Spirits. Aside from permanent status on Paradise, this temporary service of Paradise Companionship is the highest honor ever conferred upon the ministering spirits. These selected angels are dedicated to the service of companionship and are assigned as associates to all classes of beings who may chance to be alone on Paradise, chiefly to the ascendant mortals, but also to all others who are alone on the Central Isle. Paradise companions have nothing especial to accomplish in behalf of those with whom they fraternize. They are simply companions. Almost every other being you mortals will encounter during your Paradise sojourn, aside from your fellow pilgrims, will have something definite to do with you or for you, but these companions are assigned only to be with you and to commune with you as personality associates. They are often assisted in their ministry by the gracious and brilliant Paradise citizens. Mortals come from races that are very social. The creators well know that it is not good for man to be alone, and provision is accordingly made for companionship, even on Paradise. If you, as an ascendant mortal, should reach Paradise in the company of the companion or close associate of your earthly career, or if your seraphic guardian of destiny should chance to arrive with you, or were waiting for you, then no permanent companion would be assigned you. But if you arrive alone, a companion will certainly welcome you as you awaken on the Isle of Light from the terminal sleep of time. Even if it is known that you will be accompanied by someone of ascendant association, temporary companions will be designated to welcome you to the eternal shores and to escort you to the reservation made ready for the reception of you and your associates. You may be certain of being warmly welcomed when you experience the resurrection into eternity on the everlasting shores of Paradise. Reception companions are assigned during the terminal days of the Ascender's sojourn on the last circuit of Avona, and they carefully examine the records of mortal origin and eventful ascent through the worlds of space and the circles of Avona. When they greet the mortals of time, they are already well versed in the careers of these arriving pilgrims and immediately prove to be sympathetic and intriguing companions. During your pre-finaliter sojourn on Paradise, if for any reason you should be temporarily separated from your associate of the ascending career, mortal or seraphic, a Paradise companion would be forthwith assigned for counsel and companionship. When once assigned to an ascendant mortal of solitary residence on Paradise, the companion remains with this person until he either is rejoined by his ascendant associates or is duly mustered into the core of the finality. Paradise companions are assigned in order of waiting, except that an ascender is never placed in the charge of a companion whose nature is unlike his super-universe type. If a Urantia mortal were arriving on Paradise today, there would be assigned to him the first waiting companion, either of origin in Orvontan, or otherwise of the nature of the seventh master spirit. Hence, the Omniophim serve not with the ascendant creatures from the seven super-universes. Many additional services are performed by the Paradise Companions. If an ascending mortal should reach the Central Universe alone, and while traversing Havona, should fail in some phase of the deity adventure, in due course he would be remanded to the universes of time, and forthwith a call would be made to the reserves of the Paradise Companions. One of this order would be assigned to follow the defeated pilgrim, to be with him and to comfort and cheer him, and to remain with him until he returned to the Central Universe to resume the Paradise ascent. If an ascending pilgrim met defeat in the deity adventure while traversing Havona in the company of an ascending seraphim, the guardian angel of the mortal career, she would elect to accompany her mortal associate. These seraphim always volunteer and are permitted to accompany their longtime mortal comrades back to the service of time and space. But not so with two closely associated mortal ascenders. If one attains God while the other temporarily fails, the successful individual invariably chooses to go back to the evolutionary creations with a disappointed personality, but this is not permitted. Instead, a call is made to the reserves of the Paradise Companions, and one of the volunteers is selected to accompany the disappointed pilgrim. A volunteer Paradise citizen then becomes associated with the successful mortal, who tarries on the central aisle awaiting the Havona return of the defeated comrade, and in the meantime teaches in certain Paradise schools, presenting the adventurous story of the evolutionary ascent. Sponsored by One High in Authority from Uversa.